With more cars off the roads during the coronavirus outbreak, some drivers have been putting the pedal to the metal.
Since the pandemic has started, the streets have become emptier, but there's more people out, and so you're out on the street with other bikers and other people who are walking, who are trying to avoid the sidewalks, and cars are going faster.
That's Anna Seeger. During a public hearing last night, she urged Boulder City Council to adopt 20 is plenty, reducing the default speed limit of 25 miles per hour on most residential streets to 20 miles per hour instead. Data to support that some drivers are taking advantage of empty roads to drive faster is scant, but Seeger has made her own observations.
This is a person who's been riding their bike in Boulder for 10 years. I think the lack of traffic has just made people feel like they have a green light to go as fast as they want.
Sue Prant has led the push for 20 is plenty as executive director of Boulder's Community Cycles. Prant says it's an obvious way to reduce the number of traffic-related fatalities and serious injuries.
If you are hit by a vehicle going 20 miles per hour, you have a 90% chance of surviving. At 30 miles per hour, that drops to 50%. It is clear in passing the Sorens today, you will save lives for many, many years to come.
As part of Boulder's three-year-old neighborhood speed mitigation program, Prant says lower speeds make sense because the city already receives far more applications than it can fund each year from neighborhoods that want traffic mitigation measures such as speed bumps or roads re-engineered. For Jennifer Shriver, it's also about addressing climate change.
I'm sure you're all aware about a third of our city's climate emissions are from the transportation sector, largely fossil fuels that we just burn up. So I see 20 is plenty from that point of view as well.
Councilman Aaron Brockett admitted that some people have expressed skepticism about the reduced speed, perhaps not understanding the limited application.
This is only about your local residential streets. So this is in front of your house and as you get to your arterial or collector street not too far away. So it's like, you know, one or two or three blocks for most folks from their house to the next biggest street, which is a very short amount of time to go a slower speed. But this is also the street that you're walking yourself, you know, with your dogs or your kids. And so just think about the increased safety that we'll all have for our family members and friends in our own neighborhoods.
The city will spend about $65,000 to replace street signs with a new updated speed limit by midsummer, with speeders facing tickets as of June 18th. Advocates for the change were pleased with council's unanimous vote to support 20 is plenty, but other Boulder residents, such as Mark Gelbram, don't feel it goes far enough.
I'd like to say that 20 is plenty seems like the bare minimum that you can do today. And I want to remind you that plenty is modifying the miles per hour, not what needs to be done in this community to make it safer for pedestrians and bicyclists and to move us more rapidly toward a less car-centric future.
As the coronavirus pandemic took hold, some Boulder residents advocated for widespread closures of roads to create more pedestrian and bicycle-friendly streets, but a majority of council members could not be persuaded of its merits. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.